Welcome back to the Bearable Project. This is episode 115 with Sarah Moore. Sarah is the marketing director for Gas Bowstrings with Mr. Eric Griggs, one of the most amazing companies in our sport. They give back consistently. They pay attention to everyone. And Sarah has met with me to give us the rundown on the new Gas Bowstring, the Recurve Plus Bowstring, kind of created in collaboration with Brady Ellison. Gas has really recognized Bearbow and jumped on board with contingency and all kinds of stuff. So enjoy this episode of Catching Up with Sarah.
So yeah,
and the giveaway at the end. Don't forget.
Growing up as a kid, shooting Joe at years and years and years ago. And then where did you go to school?
For whenever I was at the Lancaster Archery?
No. College. Where did you go to college?
The University of the Cumberlands, yes.
Okay, so you went to school, shot archery.
Yes.
And now you're working in archery.
Yes. So, awesome. I was a part of the JOAD ever since I was 15 on the Lancaster JOAD team.
Yeah. Where did you grow up
in
Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I was actually the first person that they have an academy program, and then they have their elite JOAD. I was the first person who got invited onto the JOAD team without having to go through the academy.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. I didn't know what was going on until they had told me that there was an academy, and I was like, wait, what? And then grew up through that program, and then I got a scholarship to go to the University of the Cumberlands for their archery team, mm-hmm. shot archery there, continued to practice at the JOAD whenever I'd come home. And then I was also working at Lancaster Archery whenever I would come home for all my breaks, like all my summer breaks, my winter break, I'd be working at Lancaster Archery, which then that merged into a job at Lancaster Archery Supply. I was their junior video producer. And then due to some family reasons, we had moved to Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And then I was offered a job as marketing or at the time I was marketing coordinator with Gas Bowstrings. And then that has become marketing director. So
cool. It's so neat to see kids that I watched grow up in my area, in the Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, to see that kind of transformation from JOAD kid to archery career, and you still get to shoot and compete, but it's probably like, it's gotta be difficult juggling a social media marketing career for a major company. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as string companies can go, Gas Bowstrings is pretty much it. Juggling
yeah.
that and trying to compete and stuff, you know, it's definitely a tough thing. But anyways, enough of the small talk. I'm here with Sarah Moore from, as you can tell by that awesome, is that a vest you're wearing? Or
it is a vest.
Yeah. Gas Bowstrings vest you got going on there. We've been talking about this quick connection and kind of talk about the strings, because it's like, it's hard to do a podcast and just talk about a product. Like, that definitely can be a little monotonous at times, but mm-hmm. Sarah and I text pretty often, and then we see posts on Facebook and we hear people saying this, and they want to have this discussion, that discussion, and finally, like, while she was running around like a chicken with her head cut off at Vegas, I was like, we really need to just talk about this and talk about what kind of opportunities there will be. Speaking
yeah.
of opportunities, there's going to be an opportunity for those of you watching this to win a giveaway of a Recurve Plus custom bowstring from Gas Bowstrings. You're gonna have to wait till the end to find out about that. But anyways, so Sarah, let's talk about the company. Let's talk about you know, what you guys are all about, and let's talk about this string that has everyone in such a buzz.
Absolutely. Gas Bowstrings is a pretty new company. We are 6 years that we have been in business since last September. And we have quickly grown into the industry's leading aftermarket string manufacturer. which is insane to think about, especially just in the success and the growth that we have seen last year and the previous year. It's been insane with the people who have been using our strings, loving our strings, and have been like very competitive and successful with them. Some of the main things about gas bow strings that we really want to do is that we want to create the best strings that we absolutely can, quality down to the very materials that we use, down to the Dyneemas that go into these strings, down to how they're colored, like how they're colored and what amounts of wax are being put into these strings, just so that we can create the top performing strings in the market.
It's pretty cool. Unless you're involved in the process, like it's hard to understand all of the details that go into it. I mean, I'm sure it can't be like, it's not like building a bow, but it's an extremely important detail. And the fact that you guys are putting so much into every single step just shows that your quality control is on point. It's a pivotal thing that you concentrate on with every single string that is produced. So speaking of, in regards to that, so you have what Olympic recurve shooters do you have shooting the recurve plus string now, besides Brady Ellison?
Yes, well, obviously we have Brady Ellison. He helped us with these strings. We worked in conjunction with him to build these recurve plus strings, and we absolutely would not have been able to do it without him. Probably. Yeah, he was very pivotal in these. So obviously Brady Ellison. We also have Gabby Schlosser, who she just switched to the recurve plus strings, and then got second place at Lancaster, which was really cool. And then we also have Jack Williams, Catalina. She has been shooting our strings. At Vegas, we had just given her a set of Recurve Plus to put on her bow, so she'll be shooting them as well. And then we've been signing a couple others as well.
Outstanding. And then on the barebow side, kind of first to the table was Robbie Weisinger and Matt Yakka, yes. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Those were the first. We also had Spanky. Those are like the three first barebow shooters. Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. On the team. Yeah. I got added by default, so I can't say anything. I appreciate that opportunity as well. As soon as I get to start shooting again, which should be here in the next couple of weeks. So I guess let's talk about the string themselves. Let's talk about the things that first of all, we were able to talk about, I should say, you know, that are like pivotal differences that you have focused on that have made this string. So already in its short existence per se, successful.
Yeah, so in just like, it's just been out for about 2 months now, and the attention that is on the Recurve Plus strings, like, I mean, it's been insane. I have one of the barebow Recurve Plus strings here. Each string set will come in its own little tube, so that whenever you take it off your bow, you can you know, you have a protective case to put them in.
Yeah.
We have our Olympic strings, and those are that was the first basically string that we had made with the Recurve Plus. And then we realized that there were some specific needs for the barebow shooters, so then we made a string specifically for those barebow shooters. So here is the Recurve Plus barebow string. And just right down to the string material, we are using RCX 1200, which is our new patented string material, which is built by BCY. So we are the only manufacturer who's able to use it. And it's a special blend of two different Dyneemas to create this string. And what I noticed at Lancaster in Vegas is that whenever we would hand these strings over to, you know, a recurve shooter or a barebow shooter, they would instantly start feeling the material and they'd go, wow, this is soft. And that's the whole idea behind these strings, is that it's a soft string. It's a soft feel. So you get that feeling that you want out of your shot, but at the same time, you're maintaining quality. It's not going to stretch. So our loops, we engineered these. There are SenseTech suppression loops. I don't know if you can see on the camera or not, but bend.
Let me just do... Let me pin your screen there so I can look at it. All right, let's see it. Is it? I want to see it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you can see, but they bend.
Yeah.
So we don't bring our end servings up to the end loop serving. So there's a little piece of material in here, if you can see right there, that is between the end serving and the end loops. This allows for more flexibility when you're drawing. It will reduce limb slap whenever you do shoot your bow, and that helps with a smoother shot. Then we also serve our end loops here with a softer material than what you normally would, which I believe would be halo, but we would serve these with a softer material.
Mm-hmm.
So they are served. That was one thing that we did a lot of R&D with Brady on, because you know, he wanted that soft feel, because I believe whenever he was building his own strings, he wasn't serving them at all. But the problem with that is that when you don't serve your end servings, you will wear away at your limb tips.
Right.
So this way, you know, we're not using like a braided serving for those end loops, which, you know, we'll decrease the soft feel. We're using the softer material, so you get that soft feel, but it protects your limb tips as well. And then just overall, we have our RTS system, which is our recurve plus tensioning system. And that system is, we put a lot of R&D into it. So all of the things that we were doing with this string are specifically for recurve archers. We're not building a string, building up a string for that we would build for like a compound bow and then just calling it a recurve string. We're specifically building these for recurve archers. And then the difference for the barebow string is that
serving
the long center serving.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so we are serving this with power grip rather than halo. As some of you may know, the halo is shiny and slippery on your fingers or your tab or, you know, whatever. So the power grip has a little bit more grip to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we create the center serving to be long enough so that it's within regulation.
Yeah, that's good. Not many up until a few years ago when that became a thing, John Demmer was definitely the first person to overserve. And when I say overserve, I'm talking like his were up here.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, but there's a little bit of a dig behind making those strings that way, but that's a separate story offline. And it's nice to see though that people are starting to pay attention. Companies are starting to pay attention. They're like, okay, this barebow thing is real. The growth is real. We're selling products to these people. And barebow people are different. They're not like compound shooters. Like a compound shooter, they'll buy strings, throw them on, and they'll shoot those strings until they can't keep them in tune anymore.
Yep.
Barebow shooters, they'll buy a string and then they'll buy four more because that's just the way they are. And they don't get rid of anything. They keep everything. But they're not afraid to spend money either. So it's cool to see that transformation of, you know, new string company turned number one string company also saying, hey, Baraboo, we got you, you know, and we know like the value of Olympic Recurve and that, that world. And, you know, by default, you're like, let's go. We care about you too. And that's what's cool about the relationship that we've built and, you know, just being able to put that out there. It's exciting. It's exciting to see companies really start to recognize Baraboo. And on, I don't know if I'm really the person to say this, but on behalf of Baraboo, to you and obviously Eric as the figurehead, thank you so much for paying that attention and taking care of people.
I mean, absolutely. One of the things that, especially this year and last year that we were looking at was, you know, what markets are we like not taking as much advantage of, or, you know, are kind of missing out a little bit. And we saw this whole like Recurve Baraboo market and we're like, we want to reach out to them. Like, you know, we really want to get to those communities, and be able to make something specifically for them that'll, you know, work as well as what they want. But I mean, the Recurve Plus process has been 3 years in the making. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, we've been planning it, but now it's finally just coming into fruition. So
that's perfect though. I love it. I think it's great. Do you have anybody on your staff out there that works at Gas that's shooting Baraboo by chance?
So there's a lot of us that are just kind of playing around with Baraboo. I shoot Baraboo. But for me, it's more of just a fun thing. And I kind of want to keep it that way because I've grown up shooting compound and Recurve's kind of like Recurve traditional. I shoot, just like an ILF bow that doesn't have any sights or anything on it. To me, that's just fun. Just me and the bow. And it's still some time that I can be productive in my practice, but I can still have a lot of fun with it because I'm not that accurate. And when I hit a 10, I'm like, yes, like that was amazing. But whenever I hit a 10 in compound, it's just like business as usual. And, you know,
you know, it's funny. It's funny because that reaction right there literally is like the definition of the YouTube views from the Baraboo shoot-ups at the Classic and the Compound. Now, Compound, men's and women's open definitely are up there. But like, and were you in the room by chance for the Baraboo shoot-ups this year? Did you happen to catch that or not?
I was not. I wish I would have, because the Baraboo shoot-ups at the Classic are the most exciting for me.
It was wild. Like, I can't...
I remember I was at home and because I got to, whenever I go up to the Classic, since I'm living in Kentucky, I get to visit my parents. They have this gigantic TV that they put the feed up on. And I was like, you know, cheering everybody on. I was like, go, you can do it.
I had PJ Riley and Matt Zernzak on and we did an episode. It was like it was kind of like a Lancaster Archery moments review, like talked about the history of the Classic and how it started as the Christmas Classic and all the way up to the current, you know, stage and the Eric Janssen hitting the 12 and then Raymond coming back and hitting a 9 to win the whole thing. And just that emotional roller coaster of the whole thing, you know, and I don't care what you say, like it is just so exciting to watch. Because Baraboo is so like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like somebody could just lose their poop.
So difficult.
And then all of a sudden it's like, holy crap. It was, you know, there's like, you can't come back from a 6-point lead compound. You have a 6-point lead. You're not going to be back from a 6-point lead in compound. 6-point lead in Baraboo is like 1 point in compound. Like anything can happen. And yes, even that's
everything's on the table.
But it's amazing to see. I'm fortunate to be involved in it, but like over these last 6 years, we're going on 6 years with the Baraboo project. So like Gas and Baraboo project sort of like paralleled each other all along the way. And I remember talking to Eric when he first came out, he brought his trailer to S3DA 3D Nationals, like 2018 maybe. And like when Baraboo project started, I was like, hey man, you know, we should talk. And And it's like, yeah, you know, we're just starting, but yeah, we'll absolutely will. And Eric's never been one to turn away from trying to help others or be involved or whatever with it, whatever is within his capacity. It's always been that way. And I was just so appreciative of it. Except for that he didn't show up today for the podcast, but I'll bust his chops on that offline. But no, it's all good with that. It's
That's one of the things that we really strive to do, other than making really great bow strings, is that the archery community, since we've started, has given so much to us that we just want to give back.
awesome.
We want to, the kids that are growing up, they're the next generation of archers. We want to support them. We want to be able to put thought into every single form of archery so that everyone's covered. Everyone has a string that they can be confident shooting in and they know they can do well with.
Very
So
good. I love
absolutely.
it. Are you have a shooting range there? Are you at gas right now? You at the
Yes, I'm just in our conference room.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, you guys have a shooting range there, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Is it, how big is it?
It's so the range, we can get 20 yards in. You can squeeze 25 if you want to, and then we have a
Oh,
little
okay.
bow shop for all of us in the back of it.
That's so awesome. That's neat.
Yes,
I
it is
love it.
very
I love
nice.
it. That's it's like working. It's like work. I don't even know. Like at your own personal archery playground, I guess. Sort of
Yeah,
like
and on
Lancaster
my
Archery, but not Lancaster Archery. There's a lot of hustle and bustle going on there, you know.
yeah. But on my lunch breaks, I can go and I can, practice, and that really helps out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And it's not frowned upon.
No.
It's part of the industry. You have to be able. It's so good. I love it. All right. Anything else in regards to gas or the bowstrings or any or what's going on? Where Sarah, where can I know you're I follow your TikTok. Sarah's experimenting with coffee like all the time. But you're like, where can people follow you, not just and gas bowstrings?
Yeah, so I have Facebook, I have an Instagram, although I don't really keep up with my Instagram as much. but then I also have a TikTok as well. Yeah, and I've posted a couple of videos of just like so the idea was whenever I was going on TikTok, I was seeing like all these videos of like, day in a life,
Yeah.
and I'm like,
Good.
I have an incredible job. Not just as marketing director, but in the archery industry, we're always traveling, and I get to do everything in marketing, from graphic design to videography, photography, everything, you name
Yeah,
it.
that's awesome.
So I was like, it would be cool to like film a couple of my days, or me going out shooting, or whatnot, just to kind of like, if anyone's interested in seeing what I'm doing, then you can check it out.
I have an appreciation for good social media, and you do like the voiceover day in the life videos, and I love that stuff. It's short and sweet. It's
I
short and sweet, but you don't realize, like, people don't realize how long it takes to put something like that together. Like,
Oh yeah.
it's
I
not a
can't tell
5 minute
you how many
thing.
times I've had to do voiceovers
Do it over and over again. Yeah, I get it. I completely get it because, like, I've done some vlogs. Like, I've done them where I'm going to a shoot at Palmyra, and like, and
again.
I'll do. It would take me, oh geez, a half hour, 45 minutes of B-roll and like actual recording to come up with a 7 minute vlog,
Oh,
5 minute
absolutely.
vlog, and I'm like,
Yeah.
and people are like, people see it and they're like, oh, that's so cool. I'm like, it's such a pain in the you know what. Like, you don't realize how hard the social media stuff is. And then there's people
Oh,
out
yeah.
there that deliberately try to become content creators. And I was like, you're crazy. Like, if I could just shoot and just worry about shooting, that 100% the one thing I would do. I'm just too far
Honestly,
into this
though.
thing to do that.
Like during whenever COVID happened and we were all just like, at home not working, that's
Yeah.
whenever. So I have a YouTube channel. It's called Anchor Point Passions. I don't really do much with it anymore, but during the COVID, I wanted to continue shooting archery, but, you know, there wasn't anything going on. So there wasn't a lot that was like actually pushing me to shoot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, why don't I just like, you know, I wanted to do this YouTube channel. Like, why don't I just, you know, start it up and do it? And I was seeing my scores increase and I'm like, how is this happening? You know, I was talking to now he's my husband. He was just my boyfriend at the time, but I was talking to him and I was like, I don't understand. I'm just in my backyard practicing. Like, it's no different than anything else. And he's like, well, you've been filming. Like, how many times have you had to go over and over and over and over and over to film all these things? And I was like, oh yeah, like I am probably practicing a lot more than what I think I am.
I also think there's some validity to like shooting online, shooting more, recording yourself shooting. Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely put some more diligence in behind each arrow, especially if you do like live stuff. If you do like, I'll tell you what, you guys, and this is for anybody else out there that owns an archery company that decides archery abroad online tournaments, you know what they are?
Yes.
I am telling you, if your staff at Gas Bowstring started shooting archery abroad tournaments from the Gas Bowstrings range, that is marketing in itself right there. And then all of a sudden, your archery's getting better. These people are like, yeah, we're coming to you live from the Gas Bowstrings. You could do it. You could stream the live tournament right on your own Facebook page. And people are like, well, what are you doing? Oh, well, I want to do that. And then, you know, I'm telling you, it's a trickle effect. And we did that during COVID, same thing in the Barrel Project. I did like online tournaments for people just to keep people engaged in shooting. And it's stuff, you know, it kind of fizzled out then once everything started opening back up and tournaments started coming. Yeah. But I mean, but there's something to it. There's definitely teeth to that and keeping you engaged and keeping you involved. And now you're doing it for a prominent archery company that we literally see at every tournament. So will you guys, speaking of that, will you guys be, what tournaments do you plan as a company to attend?
So right now we're planning on going to all the ASAs. We also will be going to Indoor Nationals, NFA Indoor Nationals. And what else? We have the ASAs, we have Indoor Nationals. We went to Vegas and the Lancaster Archery Classic. There might be some of us that show up at Reading. It'll kind of depend on where our schedules are at with everything.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. During the summer, we pretty much hit the ASAs, and we may hit a USA Indoor or USA Outdoor Nationals.
Oh, Target Nationals down in Texas. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and plus you have Joe at Nationals in Albuquerque, I think, this year. I don't know. I mean, not that that's not a big sponsorship driven event, though. As rightfully it shouldn't be. The kids shouldn't be focused on that at that age anyway. How about like Total Archery challenges, stuff like that? Do you guys do that stuff at all?
So we wanted to do the Total Archery challenges. A couple of us have talked about going out to them, but I don't really know exactly where we're at with the TAC event.
Yeah.
And then every year we go to S3DA Nationals.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But that's really all I can think of.
Gotcha. has Gas Bowstrings gotten to the point where contingency may come in the future or anything like that? Have we gotten to that point yet?
So currently, for contingency, as far as amateur contingency, we're just doing the ASAs right now.
Okay, good.
And then, yeah, so we have that. We cover all the classes.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Everyone's covered under that. Then the Midwest Open, we did it last year. I would think we would do it this year too. We do contingency for that competition as well. And we cover all the classes. That's as far as we have gotten. I'm sure there will be a discussion about adding some other competitions in there. We just haven't really fully discussed that yet.
No, and I get that. It's not easy to cover contingency. That's a big chunk. It has the potential to be a big chunk of change in one crack. And especially when you're not equally paying out per se, but equally covering all classes. Like it doesn't, and I don't care who you are out there, it doesn't make sense to give Baraboo the same amount of money as the men's pro division in ASA. It's just not how it works. But you know, some people will, and I have no idea what your contingency amounts are, and it doesn't matter. We don't have to talk about that. People want to talk about that, I'll put it in the comments on YouTube. But it, you know, but it's cool, and I appreciate that you guys are actually willing to do that in some format, especially with the ASAs, because those are going to grow, continue to grow this year. I know I plan to get to a couple of those myself because I am not going to Texas for Target Nationals because I don't believe I it's not in the works right now. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, so that's awesome. You guys are doing contingency and everything. I mean, it's things are going in the right direction, but I guess that's kind of it. We kind of covered everything and then some. It's always wonderful to catch up. I think everybody should watch out for Sarah on TikTok because her voiceover little mini vlogs are pretty fun. And make sure you guys go check out Gas Bowstrings and all the social media platforms, Facebook. I'll make sure all that stuff is in the show comments as well, or the details of the show, Instagram and everywhere else. Okay. Rock on.
Good.
We're gonna end this one. Thank you, everyone. Sarah,
Thank
hang
you.
out. Hang out for 1 second. Please add it in. That yeah, everyone I keep talking, Robbie said the same thing. I talked to a couple Olympic shooters. They said the same thing. Like the shot feels different. What is that? What do you know? What are you hearing?
So the interesting thing about these strings, and like I said, I am beginner as you can get. In barebow, I am a beginner. I am like very entry level. I will not like hitting a 10 is like I don't even know, but I don't shoot very many of them. But whenever I drew back my own bow with these strings on them, I felt the difference. Just even me at the most basic level you can possibly be. I pulled the string back and I was like, what? Like, this is different. And the best way I can describe it is that they're smooth. But that word doesn't quite
Translate.
describe
Yeah.
exactly how it feels. It
Yeah.
just feels good. And you know it feels good, but you don't know how to describe it. And
So,
then
yeah.
whenever you release the string, that also feels different. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the vibration dampening that's going on with the
Disregard
loops.
that disgustingly loud noise. That was my fire pager. I apologize.
Oh. But yeah, they feel very different.
Yeah.
And then the other interesting thing that I actually found out whenever we were product testing, and because once we had created the Olympic strings, we were like, oh, well, we should, the bear like our Baraboo pro staff archers were shooting them, and they're like, hey, well, these strings are great. We feel the difference. We love the difference, but they're not specific. Like, we need a little something different for Baraboo. So we started doing a little bit of product testing on some what we can do for the barebows, and then whenever I was shooting my bow and I was starting to string walk, I was like, hey, like I don't know if this is how everyone else's bow is, but whenever I move my hand down on the string, the pressure on my fingers changes.
Yeah.
With these strings, it doesn't change. It's the
That's
same
wild.
pressure.
Incredible. And if that I can't wait to shoot them. If that's the case, then you know you guys have something real special on your hands.
I
Literally.
think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff. So listen, we're gonna do a giveaway of for Gas Bowstring. So this will be episode 115. And now that you've gotten to the end of that episode, you're going to find out this is what you need to do to get entered to win a custom set of Recurve Plus Gas Bowstrings, Brady Ellison Baraboo version. I don't want to call him the Robbie Weisinger version, but well, whatever. Well, I know Robbie's specs.
He was
Robbie
very
played a role in
integral.
the specs of those strings. So
Yes.
we'll give Robbie some credit there. So we're going to make sure that there's got to be some social media following going on here. So obviously you better be following the Barrel Project. For those of you who want to get entered, all of you have to go over to Gas Bowstrings YouTube and subscribe there. That link will be in the show comments. You can just click on it and go click subscribe. Comment on this episode on YouTube. Done. We'll cross-reference it. And then we're going to pick somebody and give away a pair of strings. And we'll reach out to you either through YouTube and let you know there. And or if I know you personally, I'll shoot you a private message on Facebook. So sound good, Sarah?
Sounds good.
Perfect.